Stand by for a very serious newscast here at WGNS. Good things and good news to come. Believe it or not, I'm Evan Lee Raymer. And yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
All right, and we're here. Thank you. Allow me some childish intervention there. My name is Ed Raymer, and this is the Evan Lee Raymer Show, and we welcome you here to WGNS. Here, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight at 615 with your questions, comments, or your thoughts at 615-893-1450. You can also send us a text to that number, and our producer Connor, who's on the board always doing a good job, will read it over the air for you if you're a little too shy to be on. And we thank you. My guest tonight is Arnold Joseph White. You can look him up on Facebook, AJ. He's written some books. Arnold, thank you. You see him on your screen if you're on YouTube right now. Thank you for doing this.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. And he was with me. We were talking 8 or 10 years ago. He's written a book. We're going to talk about that. And I believe it or not, folks, I'm going to actually shift gears tonight. And we're going to stop a little finger pointing. I know a lot of you, especially on one side of the aisle, will be pleased to death to hear that. And because we're not going to call out your many faults, although you've got plenty. And you can see us, of course. You can hear us, of course, on the good old-fashioned radio, AM 1450, FM 100.5, 101.9. And you can also see us live at Facebook, on Facebook Live, and at YouTube. At News Radio WGNS, or you can pull up the Evan Lee Raymer Show. There's a number of ways you can see us. You can let Stitcher. My wife listens on Alexa. Got to see Angela and Angie, Renee down in the parking lot, doing a great job as always with Simplicity. Wonderful people, feeding people here in the community, literally feeding people. AJ, I'm telling you, these gals are doing it. And Simplicity, a faith-based broadcast every Sunday at 6. You should be listening to it. They do a wonderful job. And the most important thing about it, they're just good. They're just good people. And always glad to give a plug for her. And you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Arnold White, AJ, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
How are things in Smyrna?
Hot.
Going to get hotter?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Still summertime.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell me about, and I want to get into this right off the bat, tell me about the book. You've been working on this book for quite a while.
Yeah, I started writing it around 2002 or 3.
Right.
And it took me 3 or 4 years before I had something I was happy with.
Sure.
And it's I self-published it.
Sure.
I can't recall the name of the company I self-published it through, but nothing seemed to come from it, ever. I have it online at a website, Yump.
Okay, Yump. I haven't heard of that one.
It's where you can download books and magazines.
Right.
And someone at the opening page of my book online, I told folks they could share this any way they wanted as long as they didn't change anything, not one jot or tittle.
Sure.
And someone took the book and stuck it on there for me. And it's,
really?
Yeah, it's still there, the
That's
entire
a good favor.
Book. Yes.
That's a great favor.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I want to thank them if
sure.
they're listening.
Yeah, sure.
I have no idea who did that. But,
yeah. That's a nice gesture.
Yeah, very.
I mean, for a guy like me, I can't, you know, I mean, it's a running joke that I have. This is the iPhone. I am finally officially a member of my family again, and because I had the Android.
Yeah.
And they are so happy and pleased that Daddy is now, you know, it's kind of like, welcome to the family, Dad. You know, well, I've been around all along.
Yeah.
But I always say, if you can't figure one of these out, look up the nearest 7-year-old on your street. They'll be glad to talk you right through it.
My great-grandchildren,
oh, no.
They helped me with it.
You and a wife will be married. You have been married now. Give me the number again. 56.
56 years this year.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. I don't know where the time went.
I don't know. The wife and I look at each other and wonder where the last 12 or 15 years go.
Yeah.
I mean, just bam, you know, just went by like that. Kids are grown. Here you have grandkids.
Yeah.
You got great-grandkids?
Yeah, three. Three great-grandchildren.
You know, all these people out here are getting old. You know what, AJ?
Yeah.
They are all getting older.
Yep.
Not us, but.
Yeah.
Going to talk to Arnold. We're going to talk about some positive stuff. You made a post. Do you have that post that you can? We're going to go to a break here. We're going to go to our first break.
All right.
Connor, let's do that. And Arnold Joseph White's with us. He's an author with us here. Lives in Smyrna, Tennessee. He's been on before. And just all-around good guy. And we're going to go to our first break. Connor, if you'll take us to that, appreciate it. Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Stay with me. Be right back right after this.
All right.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back. AJ White, Arnold Joseph White is here with us. Thanks to you again, Arnold, for doing this. Connor's on the board. Wanted to turn things down a bit here. And what I'm doing right now, I'm stalling for AJ. I'm giving him time. He's sending me something here.
Oh, I can't. I don't know how to send what I have here.
Post it on Facebook again.
I'll send it to you later.
Okay, that's good. But, I mean, you can read some of this.
Yeah.
You know, okay,
right,
all right, good enough. Okay. Folks, we've had so much. You know, Arm, we've got people in families that don't even speak to each other over the political situation.
Yes, I know.
It's gotten ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, for goodness sakes, we had people for years. I had people for years on both sides of the aisle in our family. Most of us were Democrats, you know, but we had a few that were Republican. But we're talking about the good old days,
yeah.
You know, when Senator Goldwater and his bunch went to the White House and said, "Mr. President," talking to President Nixon, "we can't do this anymore. You've got to go." Doesn't seem like it's happening anymore.
No.
It's like if you're on my side, you're a good guy. If you're not on my side, get out.
Yeah.
You're not even a bad guy. Just go. How are we going to do this? And I know you preach, and you really, since I've known you, you preach love.
Yes.
Because love wins out. Not always, but most of the time, love ultimately will win.
In the end, it will always win.
It will?
I believe.
Okay, you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you may be right.
There's a good quote. I think it goes, things always work out for the best in the end. If they haven't worked out for the best, it's not the end.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to do this evening because, you know, I think all of us, I think we're most of us, people of reason, are tired. You know, I mean, I've got to tell you, and I mean this, when President Biden was in, I didn't wake up every morning and wonder, well, I wonder what he's done already today. You know, and I'm sincere about that. I mean that.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to be something all the time. You know, if it's not the, what is it, this Epstein files, it's, you know, we're going to Alaska and we welcome the world's most renowned killer to American soil this week with Putin, and you know, on a red carpet of all things. For goodness sake, if it's not that, yeah, it's something. You know the story. You've seen the play, read the book. You know, your thoughts. You know,
love is the answer, and God is love.
Right.
I mean,
you've preached that ever since I've known you.
Yeah. The title. The original title of my book was rather long. It was Epiphany at Juncture, Nostra 1999, Damas 9/11/1, Love, God is Love.
Right.
And folks told me that title's way too long to be a title, so I kept it. I kept it as a subtitle. And changed the title to Divine 9/11 Intervention, A True Story.
Right.
And it's just about my experiences with being approached by God, by the other side, by the spiritual realm.
Right.
And
can you share one or two of those with us?
Oh, yeah. One of the most powerful ones, my mother died on October 29th of 2006. The next night, my wife was down sitting in the den. I was up in the kitchen making myself something to eat, I think.
Right.
And she hollered up the stairs at me. She said, "Where is this smell coming from down here?" In the 20 years we had lived there, we never had any smells in the den. But I hollered back down at her. I said, "What smell? What does it smell like?" She said, "Perfume. There's a very strong smell of perfume down here. Where is it coming from?" And then she started hollering for me, "Hurry up, come down here now, so you can smell this before it's gone." And it took me 30, 40 seconds to get everything put down in the kitchen. And I walked downstairs, walked over where she was sitting, took a big sniff of the air, and in the instant I smelled it, it was just overwhelming with the smell of perfume.
It was your mother's.
Yeah, it brought back a memory of me smelling this on her when I was about 5 years old.
Right.
And, you know, the hair on my arm is standing up, and I'm seeing this memory in my mind. And I soaked all that in for maybe 1 second, 1.5 seconds at the most. And I wanted to smell that perfume again. I took another whiff, totally, completely gone, had vanished. Strong smells don't vanish instantly.
No, no, but they linger.
That was my mother either saying hi or goodbye. Or
whatever.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm still here. I'm just on the other side now.
Right.
But that was one of the most poignant things, and I've had several others.
I wonder what that's like to when, you know, we will all know one day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to...
I wonder what that's... You know, I just... Yeah. I don't know. I've always... I think, you know, I just wonder what that's going to be like.
Yeah.
It's sort of... To me... To me, it's sort of exciting.
Very, yes. Very exciting.
You know, and, but now, I've made a joke out of this, and I shouldn't, but when we get to wherever we're going, in the ultimate.
Yeah.
With some of these people, if we're all going to be there, I'd like to have a sidebar.
Yeah.
Since just say, you know, look, do I have to get along with this guy? I think those feelings may be set aside as we get there, though.
I think Mark Twain had a quote. He said, "You go to heaven for the climate, and you go to hell for the company."
For the climate.
Climate. Something
the
like
company.
That.
Okay.
The environment.
The environment.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But, oh, man.
It will all be worked out.
It will.
Yeah. God doesn't give up on anyone, I don't believe.
I don't think so either.
There are several verses in the Bible, or at least one, where Jesus says, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you."
Right.
I will find a way to, you know, to make things right.
Right.
And that brings up a lot of discussion and disagreement with things.
Sure,
but
sure, yeah.
If we can agree to disagree, we can, and stay in that spirit of love. Today, the Sunday school lesson at the church where I go, which is Kedron United Methodist Church in Smyrna.
Okay. Yeah.
The Sunday school lesson this morning was 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And that's the love chapter.
Okay.
It goes something like, "Though I speak with the tongues of angels and of men and have such faith that I can move mountains, but have not love," or in the King James, they call it charity.
Charity.
"It profits me nothing. Though I give everything I own to feed the poor, and I give my body to be burned, and I have not love," charity, "profits me nothing." You have to be in that spirit of love.
Right.
When you find yourself slipping out of it, which I do sometimes, I just try to get...
Oh, yeah, I think all of us as mortal men, we do.
Yeah.
We will. We'll slip.
It's a constant struggle.
Right. I wanted this broadcast with you.
Yeah.
I wanted a record of this because that's how important this is to me. I've been wanting to have you off and on for several months now, to be honest about it. And I felt this was the time because, I don't know, I just read, you know, I see, to go back to politics just for a minute, this past week, a guy by the name of Tennessee Brando and Gloria Johnson.
I watch him.
Yeah, okay, he's with the Midas Touch.
Yeah.
Brando is. I don't know him. I plan to call him this week. If by chance, because Terry Livingston, if you're listening, no, I didn't get to talk to Gloria. Terry's up in Knoxville, and he knows Gloria, and I'm pretty sure he does. I don't want to lie for you, Terry, but I think you do. But they went to this thing over in, is it Milan, wherever it was, and they were trying to vote on having this facility reopened as an ICE detention facility.
Yeah.
And you can watch this on YouTube. It's all documented. And they they couldn't, you know, they couldn't hear what was being said. They were in the fire hall, and the fans were going, and they had a little bitty speaker. It was like a karaoke machine they were speaking through.
Yeah.
And you couldn't hear. And they've got it videoed. And, you know, Brando's got some decent equipment. I mean, he's not up there with just a, you know, with just a bunch of junk. He's in the music business. He knows that. And I agreed with him. And my brother has a sound system that will blow you away. But it can also be set up. He can set it up to where you can speak very distinctly and hear everyone just as clear as what you and I are hearing right now.
Yeah.
And he said they voted it through. After everybody, you know, well, we voted. You couldn't hear what was going on. And there was one, I guess he was a deputy sheriff or something. He would point and someone and people that were talking, they took them out of the meeting. They removed them.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And like you said, I'm glad to hear you say you know who they are, you know.
Yeah.
This is not a bunch of stuff we're talking about. This actually happened right here in the great state of Tennessee. And, you know, Tennessee's important to me. You know, I've lived in Tennessee longer than I've ever lived anywhere in my life. I was 20 years old when we got here. And I came out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
But my parents were very close to Tennessee because we worked through, and I'm wearing the watch tonight, the Life and Casualty Insurance Company, you know, the tower downtown. So we were not strangers to the Nashville area at all.
Yeah.
But this is not the Kentucky and Tennessee I know. When you're... You know, sending people away. We've got one church, and you may have heard of this. There's a church over Mount Juliet. I think they have bouncers in the church. Where if you don't agree with what's being, you know, you're not allowed, you know, if you stand up and disagree. Not that I ever stood up. I always gave the pastor, that's the pulpit, that's the pastor, he's the boss.
Yeah.
It's his show right now. But if you didn't agree or whatever, you will be escorted from the premises. I never knew a church. My dad was a pastor. I don't think he ever had any bouncers. I mean, has it gotten to that point?
Yeah. I had that happen to me at a... there's a Jewish community center over off of either Highway 100 or Highway 70, and they were showing a film one night about Israel.
Right. Okay.
Right. I had been sending them some emails. I didn't know if they'd been reading them or not.
Right.
But after the film was over, they had, you know, question and answer. I had a microphone. I was about to say something, and they snatched it out of my hand and escorted me out of the building before I had a chance to speak, because they knew what I was going to say because they had read my emails.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
even at the Jewish, at the Jewish place.
At the Jewish Community Center. But
that's not good.
If you've never read, I was just going to tell them to read Ezekiel 33. That's chapter 33 of Ezekiel. God gave me that. I believe that chapter is how God feels about what is going on in Israel right now.
Right.
And,
And Gaza and the whole. Yep.
Yeah. Jews have messed up all through history from time to time.
True.
They don't do what God wants them to.
Right.
And they get expelled. And
Take it from your talk, you think that now you may be a bit out of line right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's beyond words what he's doing to the Palestinians.
Right.
Over there.
You know what gets me is children. Okay, and some of these countries, the first place they bomb is either a nursing center, or a daycare, or a school. You know, they're such cowards.
Yeah.
You know, oh, and I'm gonna dare bomb the White House. Don't anybody get excited. I'm not talking. We're not gonna bomb the Kremlin, but boy, we'll get that daycare. That'll get to, I mean, I don't understand. We were talking, folks, before we come in, talking about starving children.
Yeah.
PEPFAR, which President W. Bush put into place, saved millions of lives, doing away with it. USAID.
Yeah.
Just a simple, what we were talking about, the peanut butter, it's a type of nutrition.
Yeah,
it's a food. It can keep people alive. It's a food.
That can sustain life.
And just, in my mind, just pure, simple water.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Damon the actor, and had a program years ago of just getting to countries and just, you know, just taking them water, just clean water to drink, you know. And there were people who came out. I mean, who in the world would come out against children or people having clean water to drink? I don't know. Maybe I'm in the wrong. I don't know. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Wealth and power can be very corrupting on some, if you're not, if you don't handle it well.
If it makes me, if being a billionaire acts, makes me act like some of them act, I don't know that I ever want to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, come on, Bill Gates accused Elon Musk. Here's the world's richest man, man starving the world's poorest children.
Yeah.
And literally that's what's happening. And with USAID, that is exactly what happened. You can take all the others, okay, set them aside if you will. But, I mean, that helped. I mean, food sitting in trucks and spoiling.
Yeah, rotting.
Because of your principle. Well, you know, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't like it. I mean, they will answer for this eventually. We all answer for what we are.
Right.
And it's important to try to hold on to being love. You have to work at it, but you have to love at being love. That's how you attain it.
Right.
And it makes you wonder why things have to go through the phases they do, why they work
out.
Why
it's so complicated.
Why there's so much horror in the world.
I know.
The lady who was deaf, dumb, and blind.
Helen Keller.
She had a quote. She said, the world is filled with suffering and horror, but it is also filled with overcoming it.
And goodness knows she overcame it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yeah.
Unbelievable woman.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine people? You know, I've thought with her, I call them handicaps, but they turned out to be maybe some of the greatest assets a woman was ever blessed with. Look at what she accomplished. Look at what she did. But can you imagine some of these people going a day without electricity?
Yeah. They'd be out there buying those generators.
Whoa. They'd sell out in like hotcakes in a second. I mean, I would.
I mean, if I knew it was going to be off for a long time, and if I had the money, I would try to do something.
Sure. But, I mean, without, you imagine a city the size of, let's say, New York.
Oh.
Without food.
Yeah.
An entire power grid going out.
That happened to New York either in the 70s or
60s or 70s. They made a funny film about it. You know, where were you when the lights went out?
Yeah.
I think Doris Day was in it and Steve Allen and a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was a comedy, but good film. I mean, where were you when the lights went out? And it was, you know, it was a
decent show.
Decent show, yeah. For goodness sakes, don't play it today. I mean, it doesn't have enough curse words in it or whatever. And I got to tell you, with me and my background, it's hard sometimes to keep it clean, but I do it because the ownership of this station wouldn't have me any other way, and I'm grateful for that.
So, you don't have a five-second delay.
No, well, Connor's it. So he'd have to be a mind reader to know, oh boy, it's getting ready to cuss now. You know, so we haven't reached that point yet, but maybe we will one day. Thank goodness we haven't had to. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go to our last break. We're here with Arnold Joseph White. Folks, if you want to call in and talk to this man, you are more than welcome to. Or if you have a question for me or him or anybody else, or a question in general or a comment, please give us a call, 893-1450. We're code, of course, 615-893-1450. Ed Reimer, we're back with A.J. White right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag number run, Or if you need someone full-fledged to follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged to follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back. Arnold Joseph White is with me tonight. I asked him to be here. And I called him after this was he put this, you put this online.
Yeah.
Put it on Facebook.
Facebook.
And three different statements, and I'll read a little bit from each one. Three statements about Trump that are really worth reading. The first is by Robert De Niro, and another by Jane Fonda, and another by a fellow by the name of Nate White. Robert De Niro's statement on Donald is perfect. Please read it. And here's what De Niro says. I've spent a lot of time studying bad men. I've examined their characteristics, their mannerisms, and the utter banality of their cruelty. Yet there's something different about Donald Trump. When I look at him, I don't see a bad man, truly. I see an evil one. Over the years, I've met gangsters here and there because he has played gangsters in several films.
Yeah.
This guy tries to be one, but he can't quite pull it off. There's such a thing as, quote, honor among thieves. And there is.
Yeah.
You know. Yes, even criminals usually have a sense of right and wrong. Whether they do the right thing or not is a different story, but they have a moral code, however warped or wrong. No regard for anyone. Donald Trump does not. He's a wannabe tough guy with no morals or ethics, no sense of right or wrong, no regard for anyone but himself, not the people he was supposed to lead and protect, not the people he does business with, not the people who follow him blindly and loyally, which I still can't get over, not even the people who consider themselves his, quote, friends. I agree. He has contempt for them all. We New Yorkers got to know him over the years that he poisoned the atmosphere and littered our city with monuments to his ego. We knew firsthand that this was someone who should never be considered for leadership. We tried to warn the world in 2016. And it goes on and on.
No.
I thank you. And Jane Fonda's in there. Goodness knows, Jane's been a big... She's, what, 87 now?
I think so.
That's what it said. She's still, you know...
Yeah. She opened her statement with the quote that... with a statement that being woke just means you care about other people.
Sure.
That's all being woke is, that you love one another as Jesus has loved you.
Right.
And the Nate White thing, I can find it if you want to. You can find it. It's Nate White and some reasons why the British do not like Donald Trump. And it's just a really great statement.
Okay, I've messed this up.
Yeah, I can find it for you.
I'm sorry. That's not my phone. Sorry, but anyway, but yeah, I mean...
If I'd brought my grandkids with me, I could have...
I know, yeah, bring them up here, I'm telling you.
I could have texted it to you. But
I do want you to send me that, if you would, please.
I'd
love to have it. But Trump is to belabor the point, Trump is not... He's not what he says he is. I've seen it, and here's what gets me, AJ. He says something in a talk or in a speech or in remarks. It's on video. It's on record. And then people, his followers, blindly say, oh, well, he didn't mean it that way. Or, I never said that. Yes, you did. It's right here. Oh, well, that's the way he does. He talks about things and then he makes a decision. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know, I've played it right here on this little broadcast for years, two or three times. I've got it on tape somewhere, where President Nixon stated, it's on YouTube, you can find it, in an interview with Pat Buchanan, the three greatest leaders he ever, in his lifetime, now this was done in the 80s, after the Watergate and all that, and he said the three greatest leaders I ever found were Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Lyndon B. Johnson. Now, that's ironic. Now, Teddy Roosevelt was considered a Republican, I think, at the time, but he formed the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission. He took big business out of government.
Yeah.
He saw how it could corrupt. He knew that. FDR, we don't have to, if you're drawing Social Security today, you can thank FDR. You can thank Franklin Roosevelt. And if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, as long as it stays, you can thank President Johnson.
And there's a chance it's not staying.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. My wife and I are on Medicare now.
I am too.
Okay. Where are we going to get insurance? Health insurance. And I don't know about you, but I'd say our premium would be on up there.
Yeah. I hear they have free health care in Cuba, but...
Michael Moore took us down there on that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Sicko in his film there.
Yeah,
it's sad.
It is.
I mean, it's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
That the richest nation in the world, I still don't understand, to be worth $100 billion, you could take $1 billion and look what you can do. Why? AJ, have you thought about it? I mean, surely you've thought about this. I mean, me and you think alike. What is so important to that money that you can't take money? Well, then everybody'd be wanting a slice. But so what? Give them a slice of the pie, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know. I'm asking very simply. I may wind up before the Rutherford County School Board and may wind up in handcuffs. You may get some bail money ready. come and get me, because I want to see free breakfast, free lunch, and a snack in the afternoon for every child in Rutherford County Schools.
Yeah.
I mean, now, a good friend of mine, and I've said this over and over, and folks, I'm going to keep pounding the podium, and he posted, and he's a good fellow, he's a smart man, posted, it would cost us $11 million. And I said, you know, friend, I have no reason to doubt your numbers, and I don't. That's a lot of money.
Is that a year?
A year. It would cost us $11 million a year. But here's what my argument is. How many are we feeding already?
Yeah.
I'd say at least it's a third. And most people I've spoken to said it would probably be more than half. So that number is skewed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're already doing it. It's costing us already. Feed everybody and quit putting those kids on an embarrassment level.
Yeah.
Of, you know, I get free lunch. You know, I don't care. Everybody comes in, everybody eats. It is the ultimate, and I have said this too, back to why you're here. The ultimate example was the feeding of the 5,000 people that Christ did.
Yeah.
The loaves and the fishes.
Loaves and the fishes.
That anyone that chose could come to that table and eat. You know.
Yep.
He didn't ask, are you working or not? Do you have a job? Are you single? Are you poor? Are you rich? You got money in your pocket? You don't need to eat here. Go away. I mean, that wasn't the case at all. Anyone who chose, that's the ultimate, I think, example that Christ put out there that we can all sit down and at least share a meal together.
Yeah.
I felt, you know.
I think people are going to start paying more attention to Jesus in the next few years, months, weeks. Are you familiar with the Shroud of Turin?
Yes, I am. Yes.
This is, the Shroud of Turin is the most scientifically studied
garment
object
in the world.
On this planet.
Yes, it is.
The Catholic Church asked NASA and some other world-renowned scientists to start studying it in, I think, 75 or 76.
Right.
And they were going to study it for, I think, a week nonstop. And they thought they could expose it as a fake and go home.
No.
And they're still studying it 50 years later.
Right.
And they're still finding stuff they can't explain.
And I've heard of there are scientists that looked at it and researchers that, you know, before they went to anything, they thought it through and said, and in so many ways, I'm paraphrasing now, but now before I approach it, I get on my knees.
Yeah.
Because they've seen enough to know there's something to this thing.
Yeah.
Something to it.
In 1988, they did a carbon dating study.
Carbon dating, yes.
And three different scientific labs or something did this, but they took a sample from a part of the shroud that had been repaired when it was in a fire in the 1300s.
Right.
And they said, well, this shroud is only 1,200 years old. It doesn't go all the way back to
the time of Christ.
Jesus's time.
Right.
And they have since dispelled that study as just nowhere near accurate.
Right.
And it does go back to his time. And there's just, I mean, the website is shroud.com.
Shroud.com.
That's
Let me ask you, have they ever found the blood type of what type blood that was on there?
Yes.
What is it?
AB. I think it was AB positive.
AB positive.
Yeah.
Is anything rare about that? I don't know about, I don't know.
That's a common blood type among folks in that area of the world.
In that area of the world.
Yeah.
Common blood type.
Yes.
Okay.
But they've just, I'm surprised that the Shroud of Turin is not talked about more.
I know.
I've heard that, what's his name, that made the Passion of the Christ?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, he's going to do a sequel. And it'll have to be about the resurrection. That's the only sequel you could do the crucifixion.
That's all you can do.
And he was going to bring out a lot of stuff about the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah, Mel got in a lot of trouble over racism and things of that nature.
Yeah, he did.
He had some alcohol problems and what have you. That happens.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the one thing I loved about the Passion of the Christ And tell me if this is not, you know, Satan is a force.
Absolutely.
A force for ultimate evil. Oh, at times it's fun. And come on in, have a drink, you know, have a snort. It won't hurt you. It's fun. And it is in the beginning. But in the end, it will sap you for everything you've got.
Yeah.
You know, but I loved his depiction of Satan. If you remember, Satan always in the background, always in the hood.
Yeah.
Never in the forefront, but always lurking over everyone's shoulder, just watching as time goes by.
Yeah.
You know? That's pretty well true, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's the force is always around.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, come on over to the other side. It's a lot of fun over here.
Satan is, you know. Yeah. He, she, it is serving a purpose.
The force is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that purpose is to challenge us to continue to love.
I think so.
Pray for those who persecute you.
I know.
Yeah.
Pray for someone who's done you wrong.
Right.
They're sick people.
Who's trying to do you wrong.
Sure.
Pray that they see the light.
Yeah. And we're not all here to backstab each other and all that. That's not getting us anywhere.
No.
And I've heard people tell me, and you know, you and I have lived long enough to maybe, I know I have lived long enough. My mother used to tell me, you know, all that money that they stole or however they got it, won't do them any good in the end. I've lived long enough to see that happen.
Yeah.
People lose every penny that they squandered or stole or connived or cheated their family to get out of a will or whatever. You know, we all know people, you know, you give them $500,000 and I'm going to tell you, by Christmas, they'll be broke. And it will be your fault.
Yeah. The excess wealth that you die with might be similar to what Marley was in A Christmas Carol, you know, where he came back to warn Scrooge.
Right.
And he's carrying all of these money boxes.
Right. He's carrying all of it. Yeah, he's chained.
Yeah.
He's tethered.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a perfect example.
It is.
Are you familiar with what the Bible says about liberals?
Well, no, I don't know in what context you're. Maybe I, you know.
The King James Bible actually uses the word liberal, and all the other translations, they change the word liberal to noble, or something like that. You know, someone who's a really good person. But it's in Isaiah 32, verses 4, 8, and 9, where it talks that you are either liberal, or you're churl. And someone who's churl, C-H-U-R-L, is someone who is greedy, who doesn't care about anyone but himself. And in that story, A Christmas Carol, at the beginning, Scrooge is churl. After having the three spirits visit him,
right,
he's a liberal.
It's a perfect story.
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the last two that I saw with Patrick Stewart, George C. Scott did a great job. You know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the
job.
Best ones.
Yeah. And, you know, when they wake up, I mean, you know, oh, did it all in one night, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, again, they're spirits. They can do what they want. You know. And at the first, though, when is it Marley that's talking to him? He says, but could they all come at once and let's have it over at once, Jay?
Yeah.
You know. No. Well, it's not going to work that way, you know.
Yeah.
And we have some people that may be surprised. It's not going to work the way they think when it finishes up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know why it's so hard for certain people to figure this out. I mean, we're not going to. You know, I got a good friend, Woodfin, and I asked him from time to time, have you got that trailer hitch on them hearses yet? You know, because I never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul.
No.
Or a bass boat or, you know, or their biggest motor home. And he said, no, we haven't done it. Just for a little, I'd go over and steal one of them. I'd go to every funeral home in town and just steal one of their hearses, put a trailer hitch on the thing, and say, just in case they're going to take it with them. You know, I'll be glad to haul the trailer.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I don't know, depending on what's in it. Some people may be taking a lot of skeletons with them, so I don't want to get part of that.
Yeah.
You know. Tell us about your book again. I want people, and where they can get this. And tell us, what led you to, have you been writing on this for a long time? It took you a while.
Things began happening. I had a couple of dreams that came true the very next day. That got my attention.
Right.
I had, like, my mother showing up through the smell of the
perfume. You know, I remember you told me about, I think you told me about the first time you were here.
Yeah. And I had a curtain that was moving in the den of my home in an absolutely supernatural way. I had been sitting in front of my computer for a year and a half trying to write this book, and I didn't have one sentence that I was happy with. After 18 months.
Right.
And I think it was a Saturday afternoon in April or May, I think, of 2001 or two. And I told God, I said, I'm done. I'm not going to sit here another second and try. You need to send me someone who I can tell this to, and they can write it.
Right.
And so I got up, I went downstairs, sat in my easy chair, I folded my arms, stretched out my feet, my legs. And I was staring down at the floor, dejected and beaten.
Yeah, sure.
And I look up, and the left-hand side of the curtain at the end of the room, about 3 feet off the floor, there was a one-foot section that was doing this number. It wasn't just lightly moving. It was flapping. It looked like somebody was holding it at the top and the bottom, and someone else was smacking it back and forth.
Right.
And it was just doing that. And my wife was sitting on the couch. And I said, why is the curtain doing that like that? And she looked at it. She got up, walked over to it, looked at it from both sides, grabbed it, and it quit. And it didn't.
She saw it too.
Oh, she saw it. And it didn't start up again for several years. But it finally came back. And God's trying to, tell me, don't quit. So I got up and went back. And about a year or so later, I had most of the book.
You had a basic manuscript down.
Yeah.
Right.
God led me as I wrote this. And one of the pieces of evidence, this little pamphlet right here, I don't know if you can see it. It's called The 7-7 Signature of God. And I was born on 7-7. I was born on July 7th in 1948. And as far as I know, I'm the first person to find, when I wrote this book, I decorated a lot of the words and phrases with tildes and quotes on either side of the word or the verse. And because I did that, towards the end of writing it, I decided to list every seven in the book of Revelation.
Okay.
In the order they appear.
Right.
And I put seven churches, seven spirits, seven golden candlesticks, seven candles, and it just goes on and on.
It goes on and on.
And because I put those tildes in quotes, the word seven lined up and made a 7-7 shape of seven right there.
I want to show people this. I don't know if you can see. Okay, let me get that right. Okay? That's it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a YouTube channel that I found that's called Truth is Christ. And they go deeply into the sevens that are in the King James Bible. They stick with the King James. And the number of seven coincidences is just unreal. The book is filled with sevens.
Yes.
The King James Bible. And that right there is a photograph I took on Christmas Eve of, I think, 2002. And there's a wing shape on the bottom of that photograph. That is not on the blanket that little girl is sleeping under. That wasn't there when I took the picture. I took the picture. And then when I got it back, it had that wing shape at the bottom.
Who's the little girl?
one of my granddaughters, she's grown now.
Right.
But, and up at the top, there's some shapes in the top of that photograph. God gave me that photograph to show as evidence.
I went to work for a company. I went to work for, like, as I've said and mentioned again, it sounds like I'm giving them a plug, but they're not even in business anymore. Well, they are in a way. They're with AIG. Your tax dollars bailed out. Thank you very much. My entry date was 7/7/77.
Really? Ah, cool.
I couldn't help but notice this. Nostra, 1999, Domus, 9/11/1. You know what I was watching last night on YouTube before I went to bed?
Nostradamus?
The episode, I went back and looked it up with Orson Welles.
Yeah, that was a good thing he did on that.
Unbelievable. He was the perfect voice and the perfect character to do that at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was right after the 9/11 attacks.
On September the 12th of 2001, the World Wide Web, the number one search word or term was Nostradamus.
Yeah.
The day after the attack.
Right.
He has two or three quatrains that are just filled with stuff related to 9/11. And
as I understand, more to come.
I think so.
I believe so.
Yeah. God is constantly...
Revealing.
My stuttering is trying to come back. Revealing.
That he is.
Yeah.
Arnold Joseph White, a pleasure. Thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you for
wanted to get this on record that I had you here. Thank you so much.
All right.
Check this book out, folks. This guy, he's for real. Believe me. Connor, thank you. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm on Facebook. I can send you the link.
Good enough.
There.
AJ White, you'll find him. I'm Ed Raymer, and I'll tell you what, folks, till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night, everybody.